Hi, this is Tom from the Happiness Quotient. Thank you for dropping by. You are one of my favorite listeners because if you're listening to this episode, you're hearing it before we changed our name to the Happiness Quotient. Just so you won't be surprised when you listen, you'll hear me talk about Baker Street with Tom Pollard. Believe me, you are in the right place. We've changed our name, but the excellence of the podcast just keeps getting better. Before we get to the episode, if you haven't done so already, please subscribe wherever you're listening, and I hope you'll visit my Patreon page for exclusive content at patreon.com/thehappinessquotient, and take a look at my YouTube page of the same name, where there are many Everest and music-related episodes, adventure-related podcast elements that can't be found here on the podcast itself. Thanks for being here. If you like what you hear, be sure to leave me a review, a rating, and share it with someone you care about. Now, on with the show. Welcome to Baker Street with Tom Pollard for our fifth episode. Thank you for dropping by and pulling up a cozy chair. Always love to have you visit, and I want to say thank you to quite a large number of people who have reached out to share their kind words about the podcast, and also an extra special thanks to those people who have given me 5 stars on Apple Podcasts or iTunes, and there are even a few who have given me pretty amazing ratings, if you will, writing their words of appreciation, and I'm blown away. First of all, I had no idea that I would have 10 listens, let alone the hundreds that I've had, and needless to say, but I'm going to say it anyway, I'm deeply honored. It's really cool that you'd take the time to stop by. The music we are listening to right now is found on the Free Music Archive, and it is a band that is from Slovakia, and the name of the band, and I don't even know if I'm pronouncing this right, is Metu VKTRD and Andro M. And I went so far as to look these guys up and found a short clip of them on YouTube, and it was provided by the label Radio Bunker. And it's these three guys hanging out with guitars and an Apple laptop, creating, as you can hear, a groove. And we're listening to something off their second Improvisations Volume 2 album. And this is the 5th track on that album, or I say album because I'm old, but it's a release. And this is called Improvisation 5. And it's a perfect groove for where I am right now. I am in the hot, sweltery Asian city of Kathmandu, chilling out and loving life right now. It's good to have a break from 2 feet of snow that was on my lawn when I departed about 3 days ago and arrive in a 70 plus degrees and the humidity. I'm welcoming the sweat, believe it or not, but it's time to get that foot powder out, and I'm liberally applying it inside my shoes and on my socks, as where I had taken so much time to keep myself warm by the wood stove for the last several months. Before I get to the main guts of this podcast, I just was having some thoughts on the airplane flying over and started thinking about how you fine-tune your mind for certain things that require all of our concentration. And it's as if when our minds are occupied by the typical distractions of the day, you know, for myself personally, my two sons, making sure their FAFSA forms are filled out so for student loans and with the government as they endeavor to get to the next semester of college and things like that, and making sure my dog, Bud, who's 14 years old, has the right amount of meds to keep, you know, the pain in his hips at bay for the people who are going to help take care of him while I'm away, and all those things. And, you know, when we're endeavoring to do something really difficult, whether it's, you know, climbing a mountain or, you know, trying to concentrate on editing a video for a client, when all those things are let into our mind and distract us, it really takes us away from the task at hand. And now envision being on a summit day on Mount Everest, for instance, and where we're hoping to get from 26,000 feet up to over 29,000 feet and back down, it requires one to really block out all the distractions of one's mind and go just upon what is in front of us. And the reason I'm talking about distractions and things of that nature is because when you get down to the finer points of things, when you're around people who are acutely open to energies and essences of how people are feeling and what radio broadcast signals they're pouring out to the rest of the world, one understands that distractions really do keep us from functioning at our highest level. And that, in a sense, is what brings me to the subject of our podcast today, or at least the main heart of it, as I had the opportunity to visit this incredible place called the Human Horse Balance Healing Foundation, which is located in New Hampshire. And when I went there, I met this wonderful woman named Paula Lambie, who you could call her, in a sense, her own horse whisperer, an amazing woman who has dedicated her life to working with horses and people, but it started very primarily with her love of horses that had been neglected or abused. And I'm going to let her tell you more about that. But when I showed up, I had distractions of many types in my mind that day. I was talking to people literally about my son's FAFSA and getting him his FSA ID, which I, even though I've been through it with my older son, it was like I had to relearn the whole thing. And I was packing for a big trip that I was about to go on, which I'm on right now, and had all these things kind of occupying my brain. And I realized, as excited as I was to visit this incredible organization, my brain wasn't really there. And I'm going to share this as it really happened, but as Paula introduced me to the first of five horses, she asked me to take a breath and become present. And she reminded me that horses don't have a future or a past, that they have only a present. And she asked me to settle my mind and go into their world. And you can probably hear in my voice right now that just by saying that, I almost did exactly that. We spend so much of our time as human beings occupied in what's going to happen in the future and what has already happened in the past. And in so doing, we're not truly present for ourselves or for the people that we are with or the people that we say that we love. And so when I got to the Human Horse Balance, the HHB Healing Foundation, I was brought back down to earth and to my body and learned a lot just by spending some time there.
Come on, Spike, let's go. Come on, Spike.
Go. Hi, I'm Paula Lambie, and we're here in Center Conway. We have a beautiful, beautiful, blessed horse facility with beautiful angel energy. It's called Human Worth Balance, and we also have a non-profit organization, HHP Healing Foundation, me and my husband Pete, and we do a lot of horse coachings and healing, but we also do, you know, everything else with training and lessons and summer camp for the kids and everything else. But we're mainly here to help and heal horses and people. That's our goal, and our, that's to be in service for them is our goal, and both are, you know, my husband and I, and we have 4 horses of our own and 1 boarder, and we have a 12-star barn with a beautiful indoor arena, an outdoor arena, a round pen, and trails from the back of the property.
Mm-hmm. And so when you say healing the horses, that's mm-hmm. obvious. Well, at least I see horses here. What would be the kind of person that would come here for healing, as Argo tries to nibble at my sleeve and the microphone?
He says, hey, everyone.
Argo wants in. So, but what kind of people would come here? Would they be students or children or adults?
Everything.
And
yeah.
Like whom?
Everything.
What would be?
So we even have people come here with babies, and we have young people, toddlers, anything, anyone, and up to older people. Although, you know, never say old because no one is really old. So. Any levels, any ages.
So when I was talking to Lori Ferris earlier, she was saying that, you know, you've had a lot of success with children who have been at least called autistic, or I know it's just a word and a label that's given. And then also you had talked about veterans with PTSD. Those are two pretty intense things.
And teenagers that have, you know, life challenges, people who are adopted or in an abusive situation or... alcohol or drugs involvement or anything, you know, and kids as well with ADHD, with anger issues, big anger issues, or big, you know, issues not being able to focus. And I must tell you that, Tom, it's such a beautiful thing that touches my heart so deeply. I had a girl here, and she only did 4 horse coaching sessions with me for 2 hours. And, you know, you can say, well, what difference can that make, right? But she was 15 years old and a very challenged in life with all kinds of issues at home and everywhere. And she was very angry, and very, very sensitive and shut down almost. And she connected to the horses here.
You're just trying to get my butt.
Yeah.
You are a
pay
feisty.
Attention to me, not to anything else.
Okay, I get
and,
you.
And so at the end, we did a circle of compliment and trust. Mm. And I, you know, I told her everything I saw in her and how beautiful and everything and talented she is. And then it was her turn, and she said, I don't know where to start thanking you. And then she cried and said, this is the first time in my life I feel I belong. It's the first time in my life I feel happy. And it just made me cry. It still does. It just... And that's what we're about. That sums it up, you know. That's why we do this work with the horses and help people get to that feeling in their life that they're worthy and that, you know, that they can be happy.
That's awesome. Wow. And as you're trying to tell me the touching story, Argo is literally trying to nip me in the butt. And he kind of got my pants a little bit.
Yeah, there. Pay attention, he says.
That's right. I was really eager to meet Lancelot, but Esprit made her way over to greet us first.
Let's enter the horse world. So entering the horse world means breathing out. And where you meet them is being in the present. Mm-hmm. They're in the here and now. They don't have a past or a future or anything that they worry about. They're just in the here and now.
Mm.
And that's where we meet them, being, you know, centered and ground and being in the here and now. So leave, you know, leave the stuff at the gate. Hi, this is the spree meeting us.
And I should say to the listener that this absolutely gorgeous horse of a brown, light chestnut brown color with
palomino.
A palomino,
yes.
With really pretty blonde,
yes.
Hair.
And she's a halflinger.
And a halflinger she is. And she approached us and almost as if she gave a kiss as we observed. And now she's allowing us to me to come really close to her. Hello. Hi.
Hi. Bye.
So you had explained a little bit about her, that, and she is from where? And
the Netherlands, yeah. The breed is from Austria. Mm-hmm. They originate there, but she flew on a Boeing 747 with me from the Netherlands. I've had her since 2004. She's been beaten going over, you know, jumps and stuff by the prior owner. And I had her mom first, and sadly, lost her on founder. And then I found out that she had two offsprings, which one was a spree and was angel intervention, able to find her and get her. And she's been with me since 2004. And like I said, she does anything from babies and kids mm-hmm. till adults and any levels, any ages. And she does all the horse coachings.
She was just... Yeah, so she had her little hello, and then she's like, okay, I'm going back to eating now. So they're not, she's all totally cool with the microphone, and what you eating?
Yeah, it's my head. I just love the munchie sound. It's so relaxing. I can just sit on this. There's a big rock here. I can just sit on the rock all day long and just be with the horses and hang out and watch them move and hear them eat. And
you can tell how well cared for and calm and relaxed they are.
And you will feel the difference between, you know, every horse and in their fur and in their... You can see the difference in their build as well and in their energy and the character, just like with... You know, with the people. And we specifically, you know, don't train them all the same way, a little bit, but we kind of adapt to what they need and what they show us.
Cool. Really cool. So,
you know, so if you want to see Lancelot with AU, because he's an Icelandic horse, he's the rescue. From Live and Let Live Farm in Chichester. They do great work too. I volunteer there. Lancelot.
He knows we're coming, right?
So you can see he's a little bit shy. See, he's already turning his head a little bit. So I'm not sure. I don't know this guy yet. Hi, sweetie. Can we approach you? Yeah, hi. Can we say hello? Hi. See, the whole different energy, right? A little bit more careful, a little bit more like, who are you? I don't know you yet.
Yeah.
But really sweet. And you love scratches.
Lancelot.
And the sweetest eyes. And Icelandic horses have the extra gait called a tolt. So they go with two legs on one side and then two legs on the other side, which makes them really smooth to ride. So they're gated horses. Wow, he's turning his head to you and touching you. That's really remarkable. It's like I said, one of, you know, male trainers beat him. And it was funny because he showed me that in his communication. It's kind of like you see a movie or pictures. That's how they communicate with me. And there were a Native American Indian woman here one time and visiting and talking. And she said, do you know that he's been beaten? Because he's showing me those pictures. He said, yeah, he showed me the same pictures. So we definitely, you know, got the acknowledgement that it was true what he was showing me for sure. So, yeah, he's been cropped and beaten, and now he's still a little bit, you know, careful, but mm-hmm. he's super, super sweet and doing some lessons and some horse coachings and everything. And the funny thing is how now he's kind of the boss over the other two horses. Yes. And he, you know, he used to be the bottom of the horses because he was so shut down. Yeah. And they didn't engage with him because that's not safe.
Yeah.
Being a part of the herd is what keeps them safe. That's why, in my opinion, you should never have a horse just by itself because it's not safe. It does not create a safety because the herd is the protection from wolves and attacks and everything. Being alone is being vulnerable. So how can you sleep or lay down if someone else is not watching over you?
Right.
And
well, when you scratched his back, he opened his mouth and it looked like he was about to moan.
Yeah,
he was like, a little lower, please.
I have pictures of that. It's so cute.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can see his tongue going.
Yeah.
He's
a very sweet guy. Well, thank you for introducing.
And his lip is quivering. It's cute.
So that means he's content right now?
He's relaxing.
Nice meeting you, pal.
And then you'll meet Troy, the Sorrel collar.
Mm.
The quarter. Well, he's a solid paint. Quarter horse Argo is a Sorrel, too.
Mm-hmm.
But Troy is a solid paint. And then Scott is the little sweet pinto.
Watching us approach.
Yeah.
Oh, is this? Do you have any food? Hi, pal.
Hi, Troy.
Who's that guy with the microphone?
Can you see in
very
open eyes, very curious, very
what's
like,
happening?
Hello, world.
Yeah.
Hi, world. Hi, you. How are you? Is that Troy? Is that a microphone?
Checking out the microphone? Nobody wants to eat it yet. They just want to smell it.
Yeah, they just want to smell it.
Troy's beautiful. Oh, he's, wow.
Yeah, he's gorgeous.
Such
right?
a pretty guy.
So he's the baby of the bunch.
Hi there. Wow, so cool. Okay, yeah, I know.
Yeah, so there's no really abuse going on with him where he came from. Mm-hmm. Just, you know, kind of like neglected, you know, not in a bad way, but just being in a pasture for his whole life, 10
right.
years now. So he still thinks he's like a baby and acts like it and has no upbringing or socialization or training, and we're doing that now. And he's doing good, but he's still a little bit like, I can be a rodeo star. So the main thing with him is that he's so open and so pure that especially with the horse coachings, he draws people in, you know. He's like, yeah, hello world, hello you, I'm here.
Yeah,
you really want to open your heart that way because he's that way too. And that can really make a change in someone's life.
Yeah.
So he has trust issues with a lot of people have that too, so they can relate to that. But he's trusting now, so maybe you can trust too. So like, for instance, with veterans, with PTSD and stuff, that's really huge. Like, okay, maybe if the horse can trust and get back to being with humans that, you know, made him go through hell, maybe you can try it, you know? So that's kind of the horse coaching is what we're talking about, the healing that we're talking about. And every horse has his own specific story and thing that you can feel drawn to. And that you can heal with and help with and teach. And Scout is the oldest. He's 30 years old and he's Cushing's, but he's doing really well.
Hi.
And giving him the best care and love and training and everything.
Hi.
And he can do barrel racing and jumping, and he loves running and cantering. And so, but he's very bouncy. So it's really fun.
So he's 30 years old. So that's old for a horse?
Yeah, I mean, depends on their, you know, how, like a Percheron, probably 28 is already really old. Little miniature, maybe 40, 45. And I think the oldest was 48 ever in the world, I think. Yeah.
Okay, nice seeing you. You eating something?
So he's a quarter horse. He's the biggest one, but he's also a year younger than Troy. So officially, he's the youngest, but Troy acts like the youngest.
Yeah,
he's huge and muscly, and you know, intimidated in height and big, you know, strong wise. But then he has that super sweet, gentle heart.
And remind me of his name again.
Argo.
Argo.
He, like I said, he's been, ever since he was 6 months old, he's been sold and going from owner to owner and pushed into being that great show horse. That, and but he's a slow processor. And so people didn't see that or understand it, and he gets very nervous and he's very insecure. He has cheeks that are going, and his breathing goes up, and when you push him, he just kind of shuts down when you push him.
Yeah.
And people didn't either understand that or didn't see it or didn't want to. I don't know. So he went from owner to owner to owner to owner. And also he's mouthy in the way that he's like a baby touching everything. He's a, as we call it, a cribber. So he puts his teeth in there and then sucks, and that kind of gives them a high. And they mostly do that because of pain they experienced, just to get away from that. And then it becomes a habit, and it's really a bad habit.
After the tour of the horses and meeting the horses and spending some time with them, we stopped and spoke briefly with Lori Ferris, an old friend and colleague of mine who is the president of the board of directors, and she shared with me some of her thoughts, very obviously impressed with the work, the healing of the horses and the people there.
The biggest thing for me, and you know why I'm so involved with this, is for these kids. And Tom, you've known me for a long time. I've worked with kids for a long time. And there's so few places in the Valley that kids, particularly teenagers, can come. And I think kids come here, there's no judgment. They connect with the animals, they connect with themselves, and they connect with other people. And the location is really great because it's just a couple miles from the high school, right up the street from the middle school. And I think the growth, you know, that these kids experience is huge. And the programming, and whether it's the Connections Camp or the after-school programming or the mentorships, pairing the older kids with the younger kids like Zach is doing, I think it's really needed, and it's a really important resource. Because one of the biggest things is, especially in the Valley, kids tend to be either really high achievers academically or they're really into sports, and there's this whole group of kids in kind of in the middle that aren't really, you know, necessarily attached to activities or really have places that they can go to really connect with other kids and horses. And this is I think it's more than just the horses, it's more than horseback riding. Again, I keep using the word connection, but that's what I see, and that's so missing in today's world. You know, kids are, and you and I talked about this, Tom, they're so connected to their electronic devices that they're completely disconnected from themselves and the real world that we're living in, the physical world, the emotional.
One of the volunteers at Human Horse Balance is Zach Ferris. That's Lori's son. Zach is an impressive young man. Not only by his size, he's a big, muscular guy, but he's just a really, really cool, balanced young man. And he volunteers there and fell into a friendship with Troy. And as Zach explains it, they had a real special connection right from the beginning. And it sounds like just Zach's presence was something that drew Troy out.
Why is Troy your favorite horse?
Well, he was kind of skittish around everybody, and I was the one who kind of went in there, shoveled basically paths that Paula told me to do all around there. And he came up to me when I was shoveling. I was just like, oh, well, hello there. And then he was, I don't know, wasn't he the first one that I asked for a kiss and he actually gave me the kiss? Yeah. I was kind of like the more socializing one to get him socialized to people.
Zach is also a volunteer during the horse healing sessions that Paula undertakes, and where she'll take a small child or an adult and place that person on top of the horse, while Paula leads that person around the ring, Zach will be on the other side of the horse, ensuring that the person or the child doesn't fall off. And in the background, you can hear some footage that was recorded on a mother's telephone of her little boy, a five-year-old boy who is autistic and has not really been very communicative. And in the horse healing sessions, he finishes this session, and if you watched the video, it would immediately bring tears to your eyes. The mom asks, "How are you feeling?" And right here in the video, the little boy leans over and wraps his arms around Zach.
Happy boy? Are you happy, boy? Yes, I think so. Big hug. Aww. Isn't that sweet?
And right there in that moment, it sums up everything that this organization is all about, healing. If you'd like to find out any more information about the HHB Healing Foundation, go to hhbhealing.org, hhbhealing.org. You can see photographs of all the horses that you've met today, including my favorite, Lancelot, but not to diminish the amazing presence of the others that I met. And you can also learn about Paula and her husband Pete's work there and the board of directors that help support the foundation. This foundation would probably not exist without the help of volunteers. So if this is something that interests you and you live nearby in New Hampshire, please contact Paula there on that website and maybe make a plan to go visit. Also, there are a lot of people who benefit from the healing sessions, and if anybody knows of anyone or might be that person who feels as though they might benefit from these healing sessions, by all means, reach out. Paula is your person, and so are all of these horses. So there's something for everybody there, and it really had a tremendous impact, and I won't soon forget my day there with Paula, with Lori, Zach, the horses, and the people of the HHB Healing Foundation. If you are interested in finding anything else more about the band that you're listening to, I would go to DuckDuckGo or Google and search out Metu VKTRD and Andro M, which we are listening to a track from the Free Music Archive, a really cool groove that you will probably be hearing more from in the future. If you're interested in finding out more about me, you can go to eyesopenproductions.com. And if you are interested in being on a mailing list for the podcast, please do go to the contact section, click on that, and fill out a very short email and tell me you want to be added to the mailing list, and I'll be sure to put you on it. So in the meantime, thanks so much for stopping by and having a seat on your cozy chair at Baker Street with Tom Pollard. I really appreciate you coming by. Remember, the thoughts that we empower create our reality. Keep them positive. Let's make this a better world to live in. Let us do what we can to help each other. And the way to do that is to get ourselves connected and positive with ourselves, because the world won't be a better place if we don't make ourselves happier and healthier. Thank you again. It is real cool to have you stop by. We will be seeing you real soon. If you're still here, thank you for visiting. I hope you'll take a moment to subscribe wherever you're listening, and I hope you'll also visit my Patreon page for exclusive content at patreon.com/thehappinessquotient, and take a look at my YouTube page of the same name, where there are many Everest and music-related episodes, as well as adventure content and interview snippets that can't be found here on the podcast. Thank you for being here. I hope you'll share this, leave me a review, a rating, and come back soon.